You're with SBS Radio.
32-year-old Geoffrey Keaton and 36-year-old Andrew O'Dwyer were members of the Horsley Park Brigade in Sydney's west of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. The two long-time volunteer firefighters were in a truck convoy near the town of Buxton, just southwest of Sydney. A tree fell into their path, causing their vehicle to roll off the road. The two men died at the scene, while three injured firefighters were sent to hospital. They were all fighting the Green Wattle Creek bushfire. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says that in death, Mr. Keaton and Mr. O'Dwyer become symbolic of all volunteer firefighters.
These two brave young men who lost their lives represent for us the thousands and thousands of volunteers on the ground today and tomorrow and in the days coming who put their own life, their own safety on the line to protect others.
Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons has spent time with the families of the two men since their deaths. He says the two men are heroes.
Someone that is willing to put themselves on the line for the want of nothing in return, no remuneration, no nothing, but other than to simply make a positive difference in their local community. And that's what we saw with these volunteers last night. There is a definition of hero out there, and these two absolutely line up to it.
The deceased men each had a 19-month-old child. Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese says people like Mr. Keaton and Mr. O'Dwyer represent the best of Australia.
This is a tragedy. It's a tragedy that's deeply felt by all of the firefighters here that I've spoken with this morning, and no doubt all of their families as well. Of every firefighter knows that it's a real risk. And we see the best of the spirit of Australia. We see people giving up their time, showing their courage, their resilience, putting their lives literally on the line.
Mr. Albanese is calling for measures to be put in place to ensure no volunteer firefighter ends up out of pocket for their service. He says they should be compensated through tax breaks, one-off payments, or special leave entitlements. It comes after a week in which Prime Minister Scott Morrison was sharply criticised for going on holiday to Hawaii while bushfires rage around the country. Following the news of the two firefighters' deaths, Mr. Morrison announced he'd return to Australia at the earliest possible time. He told Macquarie Radio he and his wife Jenny regretted any offence caused to bushfire victims by his absence.
I think on this occasion, because there have been such horrendous events that has understandably caused a lot of anxiety, and I deeply regret that, and so does Jenny. And to all those who are affected by the fires, especially, we deeply regret it. So I'll be getting back there as soon as I can.
Video from 2010 also resurfaced this week of Mr. Morrison criticising Victoria's then police chief, Christine Nixon, for eating dinner at a pub whilst Victoria's Black Saturday bushfires were going on. Mr. Morrison's comments, made on the ABC's Q&A program, were part of wider calls for her sacking.
She's clearly made a bad judgment call. That happens to people from time to time, but this was a very serious issue, and I think there are very serious concerns in the community about exercising judgment. And it's incumbent on all of us in public life to make decisions following that in the best interests of the ongoing nature of the program.
Meanwhile, the New South Wales branch of the Fire Brigade Employees Union says the state government is cutting its funding. State Secretary Leighton Drury says he's been informed the government will cut the budget of two of his key divisions of paid firefighters who work alongside volunteer firefighters. Mr. Drury says such budget cuts put people in danger.
Yesterday, as my members, 6,500 firefighters across New South Wales were working along the RFS, fighting the fires, one of the worst droughts and worst fire seasons. I sat across the table from Fire Rescue New South Wales Management, and they informed us that in two regional communities, Yeranga and Peakhill, they'll be cutting fire services in those areas. Now, we need four firefighters on a truck to fight fires, and they'll be cutting that to two. It's an absolute disgrace.
A statewide total fire ban remains in place in New South Wales. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.